Our next guest, we have Dave Metchkoff. He is with L.A. Sleeve. L.A. Sleeve has been around for 100 years.
Well, is it 100? Well,
yeah.
Seems like a long
time. I don't know. But they just stepped up. $7,000 is what I'm reading in prize money for the pro class at the 6th annual MTA Glen Helen Two-Stroke World Championship. So that's huge. So I think
that's huge.
It's appropriate that we have Dave Metchkoff on.
Dave,
to talk about
man after my own heart, dude, you're speaking two-stroke. Talk to me.
Thanks for doing it. We love two-strokers.
Ooh.
Still love them to this day.
Mm. Tell everybody about L.A. Sleeve, what you guys do, how you started. Let's create a bit of a story here.
Nicholas Metchkoff, my grandfather, started the company in 1945. So 70 years, not quite 100, but 70 years now, and still going strong. We're actually a family business manufacturing cylinder sleeves for motorcycles, ATVs, cars, trucks, diesels, NASCAR, IndyCar, F1.
Come on.
Compact.
Come on.
Furious, the whole thing. Still here in Santa Fe Springs, California, right outside Los Angeles.
I love it. I'm heading to L.A. on Thursday morning to work at the Forum for 3 big days. So I'm going to have to come by your place, dude.
Yeah,
please come by and visit.
That would be very cool. All right, so tell us why you stepped up with $7,000 in prize money. What was the reason you guys put your money where your mouth is? So many people just talk about it. You guys actually did it.
Well, the two-stroke market, which was thought to be dead going back 10, almost 12 years ago now, because of the influx, of course, of the modern-day four-stroke, not your old XR500 thumpers, but your modern-day, really F1 IndyCar technology and these new four-strokes. And it, essentially put two-stroke bikes, left for dead.
Yeah.
There's just a few companies out there who continue to let them float out in the market, Yamaha and KTM being those two primary companies. And what we've seen happen in these last 10 or 15 years is the two-stroke market, although seemed dead, was slowly kind of in a zombie state, as we like to put it, and or let's say it's resurrected. And and the reason we see this is, being an engine part manufacturer and distributor, what we've seen is the modern day four strokes are so expensive for upkeep and maintenance, and even more so when there is a catastrophic failure. Frankly, your average rider has a hard time affording just to go racing.
Amen.
And as you guys are probably aware, and so the two-strokes have come back so strong for our company. We're seeing movement in cylinder sleeves, and we rebuild cylinders here, and build motors here as well. And the two-strokes have come back so strong, it feels as though they've never left. Hmm. And so, knowing the market the way we do, the core of the market, we just felt so strongly about pushing that type of racing again. And, of course, Lori and the guys at Glen Helen really did a great job of sort of resurrecting that little market. And we're so grateful. We just felt that we had to put some money, throw some money at that, to show those guys out there that this is viable. It's fun racing. It's competitive. And really, a strong two-stroke motor can compete with a modern-day four-stroke when you put the right guy on the right bike. Now, the two-stroke national race that we had on Saturday, a little bit different because you're bringing back racers of old, sort of reliving their past, and along with some youngsters, and putting those guys all together, and you're kind of bridging the old with the new, and we just love it. We just that's why we're a part of it.
So
what do you
go ahead, Ed?
I was just gonna say, just when you're talking about putting the right rider, but also, what do you think about the whole displacement thing? Wasn't there, do you think the bikes were paired up against each other evenly when, from a displacement standpoint, or?
Well, they're not. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the technology now with the two-stroke is lagging quickly. With the modern day four stroke, you know, those motors, frankly, they're undersold as far as we're concerned. I mean, you're buying an $8,000 250cc four stroke motor, which really, if you look at the motor in its pure form, those are $25,000 motors with titanium valves and keepers. And
hey, don't be quiet. The manufacturers might be listening.
Okay. And so, you know, the way that the modern day four stroke is put together, they are so strong as far as torque. So a two stroke, you have to really manipulate the motor. You have to add torque to that two stroke to really pit it up against a modern day four stroke. And that's being done. I mean, you know, we port and polish the motor where we increase the volume of the porting. We cut the head to increase the cranking compression to really sort of bring up that torque in the two-stroke. So you pit that up against a modern-day four-stroke, and you put a really qualified rider on a two-stroke. They can use the motor package to their advantage, and frankly, they can compete. You know, we've been doing some support for the Works Racing Series, and in that market, you see the two strokes and the four strokes going at it. They're side by side, banging bars.
Dave Metchkoff is our guest, LA Sleeve. Dave, technology in two strokes, has it advanced much lately, or let me rephrase that. Do you see it advancing much in the future? Do you think, you know, like we've seen the Yamaha has had in their boat engines direct injection for a long time, and that's two-stroke technology. Do you ever foresee that happening in any kind of motorcycle?
Absolutely. In fact, it is happening. Why we're not seeing it on the market for sale is the volumes of those type of motors. It has to be so advantageous to the manufacturer to bring it back in full that, frankly, we think they're just a little skittish at investing that kind of money. But yes, there are actually clean burning two strokes out there. The outboard market has made that a reality. Mm-hmm. There are single cylinder EFI two stroke motors that are clean burning. There are some issues, as you guys know. The United States is very conscious now on environmentally friendly motor packages. So there is some, because of the governmental policies that are out there, it's going to take a little bit of coaxing our politicians to kind of free that market back up again to make those motors a little bit more affordable for the manufacturers to make it a viable package again. It's going to happen. It's just going to take some time to get everybody to work together on it.
What has surprised you about this business, this industry that we call racing? What is the biggest change over, say, the last 10 years that's opened your eyes?
Well, you know, looking at the core racers, you know, you've got mom and dad, and they're out there playing soccer. They're playing some sports now that are a little bit more economically friendly, I guess is the way to put it. And you know, and we've seen sort of a downturn in the kids going out there and racing. We saw that in 2008. That's where we really saw it, through about 2012. Over the last 3 years, though, we are really seeing the youngsters coming back because racing is getting a little bit more affordable again.
It is.
And we were so concerned that the market was just going to go away. But it's starting to actually build momentum, and we don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
One of the companies that is doing their part, LA Sleeve. Look for them online, by the way. If you're looking for an LA Sleeve cylinder, sleeve standard bore, you're going to pay between $58.99 and $260. You know what? But they got it. They can take care of your sport ATV, utility ATV, UTV, sport bike, cruiser. Doesn't matter. If you screw it up, they can help you fix it. And you know what? That's what we do. We screw stuff up. And it's okay.
And we fix it.
That's what we do. That's the best part about it. We can get our hands dirty, get on there, and ride something we fixed. Honest to God. Dave, thank you so much. Incredible history with your family in this business. Three generations now, and I love the fact that you're family-owned. Fans, you can look for them online. Go to LA Sleeve. Easy enough to get to, but when you get there, I want you to make a purchase, okay? So many people do. Dave, thank you very much. Best to everybody.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless everybody, and have a good night.
Since 1945, Tony, they've been in business. Not the 100 you had guessed, but it was darn close, over 70 years. I love it.
What's the difference?
30. Oh. 30, yeah. Ed, you do the math. 30. I think we nailed it. 30.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks to L.A. Sleeve for stepping up and putting the money in the pro class at the 6th annual MTA Glen Helen
and
two-stroke
did you see
world championship.
The KX500 on the video out of Glen Helen. So cool.
Very cool.
I can't wait.
See that.
I need a 500 for sure. So, all right, we got to take a commercial.
All right, so we're going to break? All right. Stick around. We'll be back on the other side as we head to the top of the hour. Vanilla Ice on the other side of it? Yeah. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back to the program. It is Pit Pass. We head to the top of the hour. Just a few short minutes left. Eddie Kay in our studios in Advance, North Carolina. Ed, Dave, and his whole family of folks at LA Sleeve. These guys understand how to put product out there that's affordable. And guess what? You know, it's a family homegrown business in LA, but still. Yeah, I mean, I love that.
And they service a lot of races.
Oh, buddy, do they? They just take care of people. That's maybe the best part about it. Fast cash products, they've got it all. LA Sleeve, dirt bikes, ATVs, utility ATVs, UTVs, sport bikes, and cruisers. 3-day fast free shipping on orders over $49. LA Sleeve.